How about what you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body? Say this area.
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Just a boat, shall we say.
I see.
Rowboat. You don't mean a canoe.
No.
Boat.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a very pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
I see.
A string of beads, even. String on necklace.
Mm-hmm. And if two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Really whipped him, I guess. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down? Like squatting on his...
Calf?
Or like people say he got down on his...
All fours? No. I don't know that.
Haunches? Or...
I wouldn't use that word.
I see. Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Stingy. Well, we just say stingy. Mm-hmm. Close, you can say close. Mm-hmm. Or tight, you know.
Mm-hmm. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say he really looks what?
Funny looking clothes, you say? Yeah. What do you mean by funny looking clothes?
Well, they, like he might be trying to dress up, but the clothes don't fit him, or they, different colors.
I can't think of a word for that.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you... I was afraid you would tire you or get bored or something.
No, I think it's fun. I still don't see what good it does.
Well, that's a good question.
You know more about that, though, than I do.
A lot of people... Well, for instance, they have divided Georgia into three different sections, I think it is. There's the mountain area, mm-hmm. and then middle Georgia, and then southern.
Coastal.
Coastal, yeah. And they can tell, like one boundary goes right through Atlanta and goes on up, I think, towards Athens and then across. And by the different words people use, they can tell how an area was settled by a different group of people
uh-huh.
or at a different time. For instance, this is an older area than Atlanta even.
Mm-hmm.
And the distinctions are very clear between the words in mm-hmm. here and in Atlanta.
A lot of times I can tell where people come from by the way they talk, you know.
Yeah,
you can tell the state a lot of mm-hmm. times.
The professor who was in charge of this course came from Chicago, and he can, you know, interviewing his students, he can tell where a person mm-hmm. is from, you know, almost to the...
I can too.
To
now, people from Boston, they say of A, like I, for Margaret, they would say Margaret.
Yeah, right, that's right.
Margaret, and for Harvard, they say Harvard.
Yeah.
Like it's I, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I've noticed things like that a lot.
And then for every one of those sounds, they have symbols, phonetic symbols, and then they write out a word in those symbols as it is pronounced and distinguish in that way between two different pronunciations. It's really very intricate.